Now this is serious. No satire or funny stuff here. Way too commonly, I meet believers who put on a face just to get along, but underneath, it's simply not what's really going on. Often, what's going on with others is typically not at all what we think. As a result, I want to hear the victory stories from the real life of a true believer. Listen, this is important. Are you that overcomer? Find your courage, my family. You, the people who keep company with God, as Byron would say, find your courage. I'd like you to practice restraint, of course, but also be willing to stand on what you believe and what is true. Not just the facts, but what is true. Find your courage to gently but firmly say what's on your heart. You don't have to yell or scream, and it can be said with an unscowling face. You'll be surprised what comes out of your mouth. Sometimes right, sometimes not. Either way, you found your courage to talk about what's really going on in your heart. What you've got to say concerning what's going on with you may not make others happy. They may even slight you some from here on out. But we've got to stop pretending everything is just hunky-dory and everyone is just so amazing, when really we don't think that at all. I realize some of what we've got to say isn't nice, nor is it necessary to be said. That's where discernment and restraint comes into play. But if we're always making a face, which is the old-timey definition of being an actor and a poser, we are destined to become our facade, which would be making a face on top of making a face. Remember, the longer you wear your facade, the greater your chances are of becoming your facade. Oh, and don't I know well, digging out from under my many acquired false faces is quite a trying sequence of events. Ask the Lord to give you discernment and make that call. Talk to that person there's conflict with. We don't have to be mean and pointed about it. Instead of blasting them, why not start kindly and gently with a heart to resolve the conflict rather than inflame the conflict? Ask them if they wouldn't mind a couple questions. If they agree, let the scowl leave your face. Using your best, let's figure this out voice. Ask them what they meant when they said such and such or did thus and so. Give them a chance to answer. Listen. If you need to pause, breathe, think, and find your composure. Communicate that. Take a moment to find your balance. Even if you're trembling inside when it comes to being honest and about as transparent as you can stand, find your courage to state yourself. Realize you might be wrong. Can you believe it? You may not know it until the words escape your lips and your ears hear what your heart is saying. But if we keep all our thinking, all our feeling, and all our breathing to ourselves, telling ourselves we'll only tell it to the Lord, but never really get around to telling Him our heart in a detailed conversation, it is as good as being severely constipated. When we are spiritually and emotionally constipated, we end up with some spiritual problems which are highly likely to manifest themselves in our physical person. Our skin becomes so thin we are put upon and wounded by anything others say. Maybe even just the way they look at us hurts our feelings, and we're steadfastly sure It is a slight aimed at us. Someone with too many secrets, unspoken doubts, and unresolved conflicts carries a very heavy burden which will bow them to the ground, weaken their knees, and float them away on a wave of suspicion while operating under clouded thinking. They easily become swayed by contrary winds, which is a Hebrew idiom meaning a wind which pops the ship's sails back and forth, sweeping forward and backward. It's literally a picture of confusion. We become so thin-skinned, everything hurts, like a broken tooth with the root hanging out. Eventually, everything hurts. Find your courage. In my distant past, I had unspoken doubts that our system of Christianity actually worked. From the pulpit, I would always hear how easy it is. From the stage at conferences, I would hear all the Easy Five Steps to Freedom books, and especially on TV. All of those people seemed so sure of everything. They said,
"Believe this and you'll be filled with peace, hope, love, and purpose.
Trust God and it'll all just be okay.
If you just tithe more, God would bless you."
The pastor at the front was just so believable until he went tooth-gritting, raging angry at his kids and wife in the hallway of the church. Add to that my having gotten slammed around at home, not measuring up at school, and generally falling short in life. I had so much stuff hidden in my heart and head, unspoken, unresolved, not daring to speak it to anyone, lest I look different than my peers. It all began to morph into indifference to God's preferences and standards. My careless alienation was soon to give way to anything which gave power to my flesh over my spirit. Oh, and that's not good. One day, when I was down in the ring, caught in a headlock by sin, I thought I was done and down for the count. Then Jesus tagged in. He got the devil in a double suplex, picked him up over his head in a spin, slammed him to the mat, and took him down for the pin. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Neighbors, find your courage. There are things we, the church, simply must begin to talk about. And speaking sweetly and making a face while the truth is we're just churning inside isn't helping. Let's talk about what you do after you believe. What do you think?